Hi, this is Steve Gray, and you are listening to the MS Supervisors Podcast, the official podcast of the Mississippi Association of Supervisors. The seventh week of the 2024 regular legislative session has passed. The deadline for making requests for general bills and constitutional amendments have passed. The deadline for introduction of general bills and constitutional amendments is February the 19th, 2024. Unfunded mandate passes out of House Judiciary B Committee, House Bill 1089. On Thursday, February the 16th, the Mississippi House of Representatives Judiciary B Committee passed House Bill 1089. This measure amends Mississippi Code 99-15-17 and increases the compensation for counsel appointed to indigents. In Section 1 of this measure, the compensation increases are as follows. Representation in circuit court goes from $1,000 to $5,000. If appeal is non-court of record, it goes from $200 to $1,000. For capital cases, it goes from $2,000 to $10,000. If appeal to the state Supreme Court, it goes from $1,000 to $5,000. Note, in subsection 2 of this measure, this bill is set to repeal July the 1st, 2027. Additional note, this measure now resides on the House floor calendar for consideration and floor action. Please contact your local House of Representative members to discuss how this measure could impact your county budget. Note, county boards of supervisors are required to provide the funding regarding the changes of this measure. Measures introduced seeking to provide broadband technology standards for broadband companies that receive ad valorem exemptions. House Bill 618, broadband equipment speed increased to the FCC requirement regarding ad valorem exemptions will be required in order to receive the exemption. No action is taken on this measure. House Bill 1091, broadband equipment speed, again, increased to the FCC requirement regarding the ad valorem tax exemption, has been introduced, but no action taken. And Senate Bill 2371 also impacts the broadband equipment speed that receive the ad valorem exemption. This measure will force the service provider to require speeds to the FCC requirement of 25 megabits per second. No action taken. Measure introduced providing public notice flexibility for local governments, Senate Bill 2274. This measure allows local governments and schools to publish notices on their website in addition to newspapers. Note, no action has been taken on this measure. Alert, measures introduced creating potential negative impact to county government, House Bill 1. This measure impacts the budget of the county sheriff, tax assessor, and tax collector, and it removes certain reporting standards, whereas no information will be disclosed to the boards of supervisors. No action has been taken on this measure. House Bill 180, interlocal agreements concerning the use of services or facilities of certain county officials. This measure will require or mandate that other officials that does not serve in a policy capacity to hold up any potential interlocal agreements due to a disagreement. No actions taken on this measure. Senate Bill 2141. Again, interlocal agreements. This measure would require the other officials outside the policy capacity of county government to potentially hold up the execution of an interlocal agreement due to a disagreement. No action has been taken on any of these measures. The House and Senate will convene on Monday. Thank you.